Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning will be taken from two places. First, I will be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 19 of the New Living Translation Bible, then Philippians 1:6. 1 Peter reads as follows, "And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favors. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during your time as foreigners in the land. For you know that God paid a price to ransom you and to save you from the empty life that you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." Philippians 1:6 says that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for touching us and calling us to this intimate time of prayer. We praise you for giving us confidence to come into your presence. Lord, you told us to come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we thank you for accessing through your holy presence through Jesus Christ. God, we enter your presence with thanksgiving, and we praise you for watching over us last night. Lord, we bless your holy name for calling us this very hour to fulfill a divine purpose that you have preordained for this day. We thank you, Lord, for every new mercy that you have released to us, even those new mercies that we may not be aware of because they are exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But we trust you, God, to exceed our expectations because your thoughts are higher than our thoughts and your ways are higher than our ways. God, we thank you for not letting go of us and for not giving up on us. We praise you for never relenting in your pursuit of our hearts. We're grateful that your mercy endures forever. So we give you glory and worship you in this great day that you have made. We declare that you are most worthy to receive our praise. And we thank you for ordering our steps and for extending grace so we can walk in kingdom authority as you lead us today by the wisdom and power of the Holy Spirit. Even as we pray, God, we are confident that you hear us, for your word declares concerning you. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of him. Holy Father, we love you this morning, and we thank you now for every answered prayer as we pray according to your will. We thank you, God, for being mindful of us and for customizing every blessing that you have released to us at the breaking of this day. You know our thoughts from afar, and you know what we need before we ask. Holy Father, you know what is best for our lives, and we trust you to reveal the great plans that you spoke into existence when you consecrated and ordained us in the secret place, according to Jeremiah 1:5. Now you're standing watch over your word, and you're ready to perform it, and for this we give you praise. We magnify you, God, for speaking over us in eternity, and your word will not return to you without fulfilling your divine purpose. So we stand in confidence knowing that you have seen our future, and you know the great things that are ahead of us as we take steps of faith. Holy Father, we bless your name for calling us holy, righteous, redeemed, healed, delivered, prosperous, blessed, and highly favored. We agree with you, and we walk according to the grace and power of our new identity in you. We're confident and fully persuaded today because of the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over all the power of the enemy. God, as we pray, we're confident that Jesus is at your right hand interceding for us because we are the redeemed sons and daughters, and we are special in your sight. We are confident that Holy Spirit is interceding for us with groans that cannot be expressed by words. But God, you know what Holy Spirit is saying on our behalf because he pleads for us in harmony with your will. So we worship and pray from a place of victory because you are fighting our battles for us and you are our defender. God, we're standing still right now to see your salvation in every area of our lives. We declare like the psalmist that we believe to see your goodness in the land of the living, and we thank you for a divine shift. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for lifting heavy burdens and for destroying yokes by the power of your anointing. We decree that the wilderness experience is over at the breaking of this day. And God, you're bringing us out with great substance, and you are releasing phenomenal blessings that will overtake us today. We declare that the enemy can't stop this one. Lord, you are the God of the breakthrough, and we worship you. Lord, we are grateful that you know our names, and they are recorded in heaven. So we celebrate you, God, because you're good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, we worship you because you know all about us, yet you still call us your own. So we praise you for loving us with an unconditional love. We thank you that you continue to look beyond our many faults and our selfish ways, and you still hold us as the apple of your eye. So we ask even now that you forgive us for our sins and cleanse us, God, from all unrighteousness. Touch our hearts and change us to be more like you. We give ourselves to you this morning. Lord, we ask that you touch our minds in the name of Jesus so we can continue to walk in liberty and never be bound again. Free us today from every limiting thought and every destructive habit in the name of Jesus. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand because you declared in your word that you will exalt us in due season. Build us up where we are weak, God. Teach us by the power of the Holy Spirit to think correctly so that we can live in a way that is pleasing in your sight. Help us to love one another so we will know, so that others will know that we belong to you. God, we bless your name today for our assignments. Help us to protect the anointing that is on our lives. Give us clear vision to see the schemes of the enemy and every wolf that is wearing sheep's clothing. Lord, help us to stand strong against all things that come against our kingdom assignments. We pray that you strengthen our hearts so we will not cast away our confident trust in you in the face of tests and trials. God, we pray that you give us firm conviction by the power of the Holy Spirit to endure patiently so we can receive everything that you have promised to us according to your word. Lord, in this great day, we digest your word in our hearts, and we release you, God, to have your way. We belong to you, and we ask that you be glorified in our lives and in our worships. We step aside and ask that you sit on the throne of our hearts forever. Make our praise, God, your dwelling place. No matter what situations we face right now, God, we thank you that it's not too difficult for you. So we thank you, God, that it's not too difficult for you. We ask that you take us deep into your word and give us revelation so we can stand with confidence knowing that you are in control. We trust, Lord, that you've already released grace for us for every situation that will come our way. And you have made a way of escape so we can be confident in your saving power and tell others of your goodness and your mercy. Even if a storm appears to be raging in our lives, we thank you for perfect peace today because our eyes are focused on you. We exalt your name, God, for speaking peace from eternity and for transitioning us from glory to glory and from faith to faith. Lord, we praise you for being our strong tower and our hiding place this morning. We worship in your courts because you are in control of everything. You place limits on our tests and trials. You know our thoughts, and we cannot be pretentious in your presence. God, you know every detail of the wonderful plans that you have for us. And you know the series of events that must take place in order for our lives to be increased with an anointing that will make a difference for your kingdom. Holy Father, you are able to keep us from failing and from falling and to present us faultless before your presence with exceeding joy. We declare today that you are the lift of our heads and no one can take us out of your powerful hands. So we surrender to you this morning, and we ask that you pour out an anointing that will transition us into every place where you have commanded blessings to be released in our lives. God, we ask that you bind our hearts with faith partners that you have chosen to walk with us for the various assignments that you have charged to our hands, and help us to be faithful to cover our assignments and our faith partners as we do mighty works for your kingdom. God, you started something special in us, and you are faithful to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we are confident that what you have in your mind concerning us is greater than what we can ask or think. We ask, God, that you continue your perfecting work in our hearts and in our minds. Prepare us for the great things that you have in mind, and we give you praise. Lord, by the power this morning of the Holy Spirit, I speak peace over your people in the name of Jesus. I speak joy over your saints in the name of Jesus. And I speak against the spirit of apathy and complacency. Speak against every dream killer that comes to assassinate the vision and dreams that you have deposited in our hearts. God, I speak life to every vision and dream that you have placed in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And God, we say this morning that we delight ourselves in you. And we thank you that you delight in the prosperity of your servants. So I ask that you bless these covenant saints to prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper. God, we go forward in faith and confidence, knowing that you are doing great things for us, and the best is yet to come. Our latter days shall be greater than the former, in the name of Jesus. Holy Father, we boast of your wisdom and power. And we are confident in you because you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Lord, you are the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked came against us to eat up our flesh, our enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war may rise against us, in this will we be confident. One thing have we desired of you, Lord, that will we seek, that we may dwell in your house, Lord, all the days of our lives, to behold your beauty and to inquire in your temple. For in the time of trouble, you shall hide us in your pavilion, in the secret place of your tabernacle. You shall hide us. You shall set us high upon a rock. And now our heads shall be lifted up above our enemies all around us. Therefore, we will offer sacrifices of joy in your tabernacle. We will sing, yes, we will sing praises to you, Lord. God, we bless your name this morning for the power of the word, the living word, and we give you glory. And as we prepare to handle our assignments today, we thank you for your abiding presence. We thank you for every new thing that you will do for us today. Holy Father, we will sing a new song for the new things that you will do for us today. Thank you for what you did yesterday, but thank you this morning for our daily bread and for the new things that you shall do. Oh, God, we praise you for new mercies, for new blessings. We thank you for the new assignments that you've even given your angels concerning us. Holy Father, you're wonderful, and we give you praise. We thank you for healing broken hearts and for giving us confidence that no weapon formed against us shall prosper and every lying tongue shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for demonstrating your own love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We praise you for destroying yokes so the lost can be found and captives can be set free to confess Jesus as Lord. We ask that you continue to sanctify us and make us holy by your truth. God, your word is truth. God, thank you for surrounding us according to your word with holy angels but to protect us wherever we go. We shout the name of Jesus right now as demons assigned to frustrate and harm us today are fleeing and trembling at the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that in the spirit realm there's an anointing that even demons know that we belong to you. And at the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you have gone forth as a consuming fire to clear the path. So we boast in you and your great power. We declare that hope is rising right now in the name of Jesus. I feel it. Hope is rising in your people, God. And we thank you that we see you at the breaking of this day. And you said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we praise you, God, that heaven is open to us right now. And the light of your glory is shining on us. The enemy is blinded from us. And we give you praise. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our emotions, our circumstances, and everything that you've given to us. We thank you for fortifying everything that you've given and increases ours today. We thank you that failure, death, and every dark situation is defeated by Jesus, and we have the victory in his name. We praise you for sending help from your sanctuary, God, and for sending strength out of Zion and for saving us in every situation. We thank you for releasing your healing stream this very hour to heal all our diseases and afflictions. And we receive the divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace. It is a sweet sound that saved a wretch like me and like everyone who calls on the name of Jesus. And we thank you that your goodness and mercy is following us right now. God, we are confident that your love is a banner over us, and we bless your holy name. We boast in your saving power. Heal us, O Lord, we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for you are our praise. We declare that you are the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. You make us complete in every good work to do your will, working in us what is well-pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. As a final word, I just encourage you this morning to walk in confidence, knowing that God places special work in you. Be confident that God will fulfill every promise and purpose in your life. So live with the spirit of great expectation in Jesus' name. God bless you, saints. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day and walk by faith and not by sight.